switch over to a different Wi-Fi. I guess the Wi-Fi's fucked up, but thankfully we got another one.
So that only took like fucking an ice age.
Doesn't matter. We got the warm up. Remember, you said we didn't start potting until about 40 minutes in, 50 minutes in last time. Well, all right. Well, you got 10, 15 out the way. So now maybe, you know, we'll hit that shot earlier.
Wow, that's the first thing.
You don't know it's fucked up.
What?
We was talking, potting this entire time. Now that we're actually live, we ain't got shit to say, huh?
Oh, no, I was going to talk.
Oh, okay, keep going. All right, bet, bet.
All right, here we go. Jeff, once again, carrying the squad.
Hey, all right, 06 Toby.
Yes,
we got 06 Toby. Hey,
what? We can go into that.
I'm supposed to park.
We can go into that.
Oh, I have stuff for it.
The amount? Okay, I try not to because this will last for like 2 weeks and it doesn't stop. Even if I stop, it's still going for 2 weeks.
You got him.
I decided to comment on a LeBron James
post. Instagram or Twitter?
Instagram. And sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. And sometimes I drop facts and I be going back and forth. The amount of idiots that were really in the comments saying that Kobe wasn't even top five.
Oh, God.
Hold on. I almost lost my breath. Then the other one guy commented and said, Kobe was never even close to where LeBron James is. I went, oh my God, I can't even. One was saying, I didn't even. He goes, you know, if you think that, you don't know basketball. I went, whoa. I was like, this is like.
We're all Jeff.
Yeah.
You're probably arguing with like an 18-year-old.
Right. I started thinking like, I was like, man, I can't argue with these guys. I was like, when they started saying shit like that, I was like, because I started dropping all sorts of facts. And like, he dropped 1 year where the Celtics had more wins than like the best record in the NBA. And I was like, yeah, 1 year, bro. And I was talking about how the West had all the, you know, they were all over however many wins that season versus the East. And he was just like, I stopped.
I actually had a debate with somebody today on Twitter.
It wasn't
really much of a debate because he was wrong. He was just factually wrong on so many things that after about like three responses, I just stopped caring. Well, I got tricked into Twitter Blue. I'll tell you about that here later on if you want.
Blue.
Yeah, but
what
I got
the tricked. Fuck is that?
The basically where you pay the $8 and you get like the blue check mark and all the other shit. So I'm verified now, but I got tricked. But
it's all right. I paid for a Tinder Gold. It's whack.
I mean, okay,
doesn't do shit. You seen those memes? There's like, it's like a meme with that guy where he takes his glasses off and he's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it's basically, and I went to the comments of that post and like, it was just a bunch of thousands of dudes saying like, yeah, this is what Tinder Gold is. It's like, and then one guy was like, yeah, the ratio, he goes, of guys versus girls on these apps, it's ridiculous. But anyways, what were you saying? Sorry. We all got subscriptions.
Whatever. But
whatever you pay.
Today on Twitter, I was arguing with a guy it was like a back and forth for like I was saying, like four responses. And then after that, I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm just here for engagement. Because now that I'm verified, like now I get a chance to get some money from Elon. Even if it's $8, I got my money back. So like, fuck it. We in here.
Okay.
But he was basically saying, because in the new 2K, they added the LeBron era.
Great.
Which I guess they're saying that's 2010 to 2020. Because Kobe is obviously 2000, 2010. Well, this guy was arguing today as a Spurs fan. He's like, I mean, it's Kobe and Duncan. I'm just like, it's not.
It's not even. Why do people keep putting Kobe?
Respect him. Do you respect him? I think Tim should be top five. Like, universe, I think he should be in everybody's top five.
Yeah, Tim motherfucking Duncan, dude.
Yeah, Tim is Tim. Tim is him. He's just not him.
I just think that it's crazy because it's like, Tim Duncan is, people keep trying to put Kobe as the same level.
Oh, what the fuck? This is start of some fire board, my fault. What are you saying? I had to get that off. I'm like, oh shit, we got Kelsey right here. My fault.
Yeah, Kelsey.
We're fine.
He's hot.
Very. And she's there for no reason. It's like, oh, gangbang. Oh, Becky Hammon, my fault. What were you saying, Jeff?
I'm not really into Becky Hammon.
Neither am I, but I mean, hey, we here now.
She does look like a MILF in a porn movie.
All right, Jeff, come
on. What the fuck are you doing?
Get back to what you were saying. Don't be a Tim Duncan.
They keep trying to put Kobe
in it. God damn it, Jeff. She does kind of look like a man with a porn video. I mean, like, you're not wrong, but, like, we're not talking about that right now. What are you doing? God damn it, Jeff. Even Asia Wilson looks attractive with that picture.
Yeah, she
might be a lesbian, though. Yo, stay away from black women. Hey. What the fuck are you doing? It's called a race. What are you doing? Pass me that chair. What are you doing?
You really want the chair?
I might need it. I don't know. You keep rolling.
I got it.
All right, Kobe and
they try to put Kobe in the same category as those Spurs, that Spurs dynasty.
Well, I want you to have the argument. I'm going to
the poster, for example, right there. That's who they're trying to compare him.
I'm going to be them. I want you to have the argument. I mean, Shaq had 3 finals MVPs.
That's what they...
Yeah, that you say.
Wait, this is what they...
Yeah, I'm them right now. Well, obviously, Shaq has 3 finals MVPs, so he wasn't even his team. So we can't even be comparing him to Tim.
That's what they're saying about...
Sure. Yeah. I mean, more
to,
or less.
To validate, what was the response for that?
Basically, they're saying, okay, okay, so...
I need dialogue, bro. I can't work off of one response.
Well, like I said, he was factually incorrect the entire time.
Right,
He said that Kobe and Tim
both... And how deep are you in on this conversation here?
It was a couple of hours ago, so I'm not in it at all, but...
No, how down far in the thread? Two responses? Three responses?
Other people were in on it, so like...
And so you're talking to different people?
No. We were all just ganging up on him.
Oh, this is sad.
Yeah, fuck that dude's life. But he decided to get into something he shouldn't
have. Just tell me what your responses were to his response.
I'm not going
to
pull up all the responses, Jeff. But what I will tell you is, what he initially said,
okay,
that I guess started this, was it should be Kobe and Tim's era. Because Kobe, he said, Kobe and Tim both got 3 rings in that decade. But Tim was better overall individually because he had more MVPs. More, I guess, all NBA and all stars and all that other shit and yada, yada, yada. And Kobe wasn't even finals MVP. But when you actually look into it, first of all, he's incorrect because Kobe had 4 championships during that decade to Tim's 3. Second, they were both had the same amount of all NBA first teams as well as all NBA first team defense. And Kobe also led that decade in points. As well as...
Yeah, some dude commented to me the same dumb shit. He goes, the only thing Kobe has on LeBron is defense. I'm like, what?
That's half the game. That's the only thing got him is half the game. Outside of half the game, even.
I think that's when I stopped. It's like, yeah, you can't.
Which is why I don't respect the group chat, because like you're not acknowledging another half of the game. And when somebody else's...
Bro, nobody... Do they not realize, like...
We can sing LeBron's praises all day. We can all be... I would help... If I'm going to sing LeBron's praises, I want you to be objective and say he is not the defender that Kobe is.
No.
They won't do that.
And not only that, Kobe's defense was never the reason why people became a fan. They were. They knew.
For me... I'm not going to say this defense. Obviously, him putting up points is the reason I was like, oh, shit. Dude, that's 45. Like, oh, it's lit. Like, I'm not over here like, damn, look at his defensive slots. But
right,
as I'm noticing, saying, though, it's like he's also locking up the others.
Right, but for them to just not even acknowledge that, like, bro, do you know why Kobe's Kobe? Because it's fucking Kobe. Do you know what he did on offense night in and night out?
But also was the best defender on the team.
Right.
Like, just, now we all know what
the offense is. Why does he get penalized? Because he stayed on the Lakers, stayed on the team his whole career. Whether he took contracts maybe he shouldn't have or not, doesn't matter. Why is he penalized? Because other teams... This is what I always tell people. I go, no, people were coming to LA. They wanted to come to LA to play with Kobe.
Hold on, I can't.
Powell wanted to come to LA. You know,
Kobe. Powell didn't want to. Powell got traded. I'm telling you, I wasn't mad about it. You can't be mad about a trade. This is your job.
No, I mean, there are people, bro, inside.
I mean, yeah, Lamar Odom bitched about it, and he did whatever, but, like,
right.
At the end of the day, like,
they got
Lamar Odom was going to play basketball again and did play basketball again.
Right.
Not to the same level.
But what I'm saying is, this guy tried to give make a point and basically say, like, Cleveland, oh, you know, he went to, I said how he left Cleveland. I said because, also, you got to think about it, man. Nobody wanted to also. That's what I'm basically saying. Like, you don't know that sometimes the inside thoughts that players don't really talk about or say. They just, because it's their job, do it. So you don't know if, like, the reason maybe LeBron didn't, they say, get the help in Cleveland. Maybe there were a handful of players that wanted to actually go against him and maybe didn't want to go play in Cleveland.
But that's also...
And they didn't care that LeBron was there. They were like, it's still fucking Cleveland.
But that's going to go to their point. When they're arguing this, they say, well, yeah, he was in Cleveland doing this.
Doesn't matter.
If you let him... Kobe got drafted, or... Well, he wasn't drafted, but Kobe got to end up in L.A. If LeBron would have ended up in L.A., Miami, New York...
I mean, y'all have had that conversation in the group chat where it's like they
but
say...
That, but
like,
it's a conversation that people have. Never, it's not just the group chat.
Powell was never... Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade paired up. Are you serious?
If anything, he was Chris Bosh. And honestly,
right, and we didn't,
Chris Bosh is probably better.
Who was
probably a better player?
Honestly, right, and who was a D Wade caliber player?
Nobody.
Nobody was Dwayne Wade.
That's all I was saying today.
I know, but it's like think about it, and it's the facts. Until that happens. There were no rings for LeBron James. There were no rings. There was nothing. Why is that? Like, Pat, that's the whole point, though. If we're making that correlation of like, oh well, Kobe and Powell is definitely not Dwayne Wade and Bosh. We know that.
I mean,
Kobe's got to get the better hand for saying, like, yeah, not only that, he's also still in L.A.
I'm always here. That's what it was.
He could have left.
That's
do you not think he really, if he wanted to, made it happen? He could have left L.A. if he really wanted to leave L.A.
No, he could have. When he requested a trade, he could have. He had a no-trade clause, and he said no because he didn't want to go to Chicago without having a chance because the Lakers were asking for everything from Chicago. Kobe's just like, if you do that, then we're in an even worse situation. And why would I want to be in Chicago in a worse situation and not L.A.? Like, if I'm going to be in a bad situation, I'll at least be in Los Angeles.
Daniel Baker Mayfield, the Buccaneers starting QB.
Are we just going to transition from Kobe to Baker Mayfield? You don't want to finish this at all?
Oh, I don't
know. You want to be Baker Mayfield
now? He ain't Jalen Hurts.
I was just saying, because like Kobe's birthday is coming up, like, you know, today. But,
happy birthday, Kobe.
Yeah, fact.
It is what it is. We can go to a new subject. People, it's just too hard to argue, you know. It's ridiculous.
Well, the discussion was Kobe versus Tim Duncan, but...
Damn, we went off a fucking deep end. Man, I don't know. I guess, they're not the same at all. They just happen to have a rivalry, be in the West, and play them the same time.
They played each other in the playoffs 5 times.
Right.
One team won 4 times. Obviously, that's a rivalry. 4-1, that's a rivalry.
You know what
right?
I mean.
No, I'm not.
Rivalry.
I'm not saying that to you. I'm saying.
Oh, right. Rivalry in the sense.
This is the way they say. This is what they believe.
Right.
It was a rivalry, Lakers and Spurs. Okay, but it was 4-1.
So yeah, I've never really dug deep into the rivalry. I always just looked at a rivalry as like, oh, they're always playing against each other.
Like, exactly, yeah, good. And
the
also,
OU Texas game every year.
Sure,
that to me is a rivalry, but not in the sense of like with the teams we're talking about of like one's just back and forth.
But here, no, but here's
like,
here's
oh, they won last year. Now they're going to win this year. And they won last. No, that's not what was happening.
I think this is a good example. Because we disagree
on the importance.
We disagree on the importance or the value of Derek Fisher's 10-4 shot. We don't need to get into it, but...
We'll save that for another episode. That could be a whole 2 hours.
We disagree on what we think about that shot. But regardless of what we think...
All we disagree is like it didn't mean anything.
Y'all sure, but regardless of what we think, that still ended the Spurs season. Ended Tim Duncan's season.
Right.
So but to me, it means nothing.
So I'm happy.
No, facts. But to me, I'm just like, all right, yeah, cool. They beat them. But like,
we got to the final.
Yeah, but like, that's my point. It's not even a rival.
But they use
that. We're not concerned, like, oh, we beat the Spurs. Like, yeah, all right, that's the game in the way.
They use that in the argument, though. Oh, LeBron's been to this many finals.
No, they use that in the argument, too. And then we're just like, all right, well, fine. We beat the Spurs 4 times. Kobe was the leading scorer every single time they played the Spurs in the playoffs.
Damn, when are we gonna
every single time. Even with finals MVP Shaq, every single time.
Damn, he ate
when
that,
are we going to win?
He ate that hot dog.
Pause. Crazy. I saw that. That shit was crazy.
That was a,
dog, what are you, how much he get paid for this gay shit?
That is wild.
Like, yo, dog, once you be in a commercial, I got to do is get a hot dog. Yeah, you need to pay me like 10.
Hey, Taco Bell looking like it's got some jams.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Did you eat today?
I did, but I just smoked for the first time hours ago.
Out of your pipe?
Like 5 massive rips and 1 hit off the THC.
When's the last time re-upped?
Like 3 days ago.
Oh, okay. And what, you just got like an 8th or whatever?
Yeah, $35 worth.
Should be 8.
I make it last like 4 to 5 days.
Good ones. Let's talk about fantasy football real quick. I guess we're done with the whole... we'll get back to basketball. Trust me. Well, trust me. I actually already have time.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
I want to do it. Just send me the link. I'm in. We're in. There's nothing to get into. We need to get into week 1.
Well, here's
send me the link. Send me the link.
I have stipulations.
Send me the link.
For one,
send me
the amount that's being discussed, being put in, doesn't really move me.
How much? Say the number. Just say it right now. Stop thinking.
What's been discussed is $50 a person.
That's not that much.
Yeah, I know. That doesn't move me. That's my point.
But it's not fun.
It's just think about it. $50, if it's 10 people, that's $500.
$500 each.
But now you got my attention. But I don't think
I'll take it serious. I'm taking off Sundays.
I'll tell you right now.
Thursday nights, Monday nights.
Anybody. Anybody.
No, $100. $150. I make that in a day.
I wouldn't mind $150. I don't think we'll be able to get enough people in this late that are fine with $150. If you're listening to the podcast,
do you have no hope? Do you not have no drive, no motivation?
No, I know people, Jeff. That's the thing. I live in reality.
You're living as a salesman.
No, I've done that too, but I live
in reality. Can't rely on people.
I don't.
But meanwhile, Jim Rohn, a philosopher in sales.
Jim Rohn.
Not
just a philosopher in sales.
You're thinking Jim Rohn.
That's what you said.
Jim Rohn.
Oh, okay. Jim Rohn. My fault. Jim Rohn. Sportscaster. Philosophy. You should have just rocked with it. You should have just kept going.
I know the difference.
Go on.
Jim Rohn, with an N on the 8 on the end, not N.
Hey, Give me the chair. What are you doing?
This guy's crazy. Hey, we got the chair. We got a nice folding chair. He's not going to make that mistake again. The fuck are you doing?
I don't even know what that
guy said. Damn.
I don't even know what he said.
Jesus Christ. I got my folding chair. Keep going.
All right.
What did he say?
Anyways, I said Jim Rohn with an N on the end.
Not Jim Rohn.
Not Rome as in built in Rome.
But Roan with the capital N as in N-word. Keep going.
I mean, if that's where your mind goes.
I mean, that's why I asked for the chair.
Anyways. He says something about sales. Like, you don't fucking, you never run out of people. That's the great thing about sales.
Well, here's the. But you know that that's not the chase. You know that
you get what he's meaning by that, though.
Yeah, I understand.
You got to just take that. Yeah, he's not hope. He's hoping you take it with like a grain of salt. Like you, go. Wow, he's right.
Nobody's no is no for real.
Right.
But
if you keep following up, it's always just a maybe.
Yeah.
Just or a no, just not right now.
That also sounds wild in a different context. But Jim Rohn. Thanks, what? Why do we bring him up?
I just said it.
Okay.
You said something about, like, people are not reliable. And I was like, yeah, people are not. Just like, but the hindsight to a lot of people being around is it's good for sales. Sure.
All right.
I don't know what sales has to do with anything.
Yeah, I don't know. We were on the same page. Oh, I
ran into somebody from, you can bleep his name out, Raul, member of Maris.
From Iceland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ran into him at Costco.
And oh, really? Just,
yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, no, like last week.
Here?
At Pflugerville. Oh. Yeah. And he's a Toyota car salesman now. And he drives a Toyota, and we started talking. And he hit me up today. He goes, come trade me your car. And I was like, not right now, dude. Credit's not looking too good.
I know. You don't have any credit cards.
I know.
So how is your credit not good?
That's how you know. Well, the only credit I have is like some renter's history at apartments and some fucking, you know, car payments.
Were y'all cars that they don't rent?
No, but they're saying we didn't get our deposit back for one unit apartment.
Because well, I mean, that fucking, can be because of just.
Well, I know. And me and so-and-so have to still go resolve that. And we never did. This is like from 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But anyways, what was I saying?
I'm drunk and got CC.
Damn,
dog. What are we doing, dog?
Yo, I was racist. Hey, give me the chair. What are you doing?
We both literally what we were talking about.
Something about our we were talking
about. Fucking couch.
Just, man, the change, the difference in, like, he's like, yeah, I got four kids. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
No, hey, remember, well, I'm sure you do, Jeff Gorilla.
Yeah.
Well, he's him and his wife or girlfriend or whatever, they're pregnant. And I'm just like, damn, that's like, cause for whatever reason, damn.
Like, really?
Like, it's not for real hate.
But over
like,
what?
No, I guess we're going to buy it then. We don't have anything written down. I guess I just have to bleep out some names.
Start real race.
We are. But actually, Jeff, because when he looks at him, he sees white privilege. He just like, dog, like, that's like, everything he has, everything he is just because he's white. And I'm just like,
maybe.
We know other people that aren't that, so that
me. Wouldn't be. My name's Jeff, and it's not working out really well. And that was the whole point when I saw Raul, I was like, it's like, goddamn, dude, my life's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I was trying to move off that, but all right, I guess we'll bring it back. I was going to keep it moving. All right. Well, Jeff, how do you feel about that?
I feel like horrible. But he was like, that's the thing, man. Since like 2015, 16, when I was like a real courier, I always made tons of money every week. So it was never like I was never making money or good at like going out there and getting it done and making like good money. It was just so much trauma happened since when my dad passed, 2015, to like 2020 losing so-and-so that like every day was just living in the moment, trying to get to the next month.
Y'all was together from like around like that time till like
2020 is the last time I tried.
Okay.
And apparently that was when she decided I'm done.
She graduated same class as us, or was it 2012?
Same class. 2012. I forget, dude, she was in my 7th grade Spanish class.
Was Wesley in there?
At Parkcrest. Wesley might have been in there. It's crazy. Me and Wesley went to elementary school.
Oh, that's what we're talking about, fantasy football. But keep going. Roll. I don't know how we got
the for fantasy football. Oh, this is where we're talking.
I already know.
We're talking
about fantasy football. I'm talking about where the fuck did Roll come from?
I already got it.
We can ask him to be in the lead now. He's in. He's in.
Anyways, he never hit me back today after I told him.
Okay.
My credit was horrible. So I was like, figures. But he was just like, it just made me, he was just telling me he's doing sales. And I was just basically like, man.
Oh, okay, drugs.
Shit's so hard.
Whenever somebody tells me they're doing sales, I assume drugs.
He said he's killing it selling Toyotas right now. I'm like, I don't know.
Well, no, if you follow it up with what you're actually selling, then I won't lead with what I think. But no, my fuck.
Yeah, he says, well, he has 4 kids, and he said he has no choice. He just keeps selling. He's selling cars now.
I mean,
he said he's never made.
We heard the exact same thing, and all I heard was drugs. But if he said cars, then cars it is.
Hey man, you know, props to him.
Shout out to Raul, man. Shout out to Raul. What about Cherish? Shout out to Cherish. I saw her posting. Whenever she posts her kids' pics, I'll just be like, damn. Like,
I don't even know if
it's,
I
have. It's literally a baby Cherish.
I don't even know if I have her on anything anymore.
Man, it's probably for the best.
I'm only on Instagram.
Good. You can keep it that way and don't. But I see it. I see her stuff on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I saw the dude that
she. Okay. All right. All right. Stop. Beep.
At the store.
All right.
And I went, oh, hey, that's that one dude. I just said, hey, that's that one dude.
All right, so fantasy football, you're in for 150.
Move on to fantasy football. We'll talk about it later. Get to some cruising, juicy subjects, dog.
The only other thing that I have, everything's off the cuff. Well, actually, I have 2 things.
Yeah, off the cuff. One thing. What's going on in Mike's world? What do you be doing every night when you're not potting? Besides watching Hard Knocks. Wow.
Hey, it's Hard Knocks every night, baby. It's Hard Knocks. You know me. All day, every day.
Yeah, you be going too hard.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how about this?
It's ridiculous. I'm healthy again, though.
How about this?
Okay.
How about this? Yeah. What do you think? How about this video? Do you think this is real or fake? I think it's...
Trying to see some titties?
No.
Oh, I don't care.
I think this is real. This is between Rick Glassman, the comedian, and the girl, the podcaster, Bobby.
Well, hold it up to this so that at least they can hear it, too.
And Rick Glassman, I know, is not playing. I think they ended up doing an episode... But this was his real reaction. Because I know this dude, and I was like, oh, she picked the wrong guy to fuck with.
Play it.
Because he's a psychopath.
Play it.
Listen.
You really think I'm going to have you on my menu today? You didn't make it happen. But the second I finally start to take this, who calls me? You.
I haven't been in LA for 2 months.
Okay, you didn't say you come to New York and I'll do it. You should have said that. Don't act like you know what you did. Don't act stupid right now, please.
Okay.
Your podcast is going a little bit downhill.
I could not post this if you really feel that.
Okay.
We could end this and I could use this.
You don't have to ask a question, you know the answer too.
Okay.
There's your girl. There's your girl, Bobby.
But Rick got me on this one.
Do you have anything else?
Jesus Christ, you're such a...
There we go, all right.
Jesus Christ, you're such a fucking bitch.
Nah, but Bobby, nah, she fired. She fired him. Hey, Drake said, hey, I'll do it.
Huh?
Drake said he'd do it.
Do what?
Her.
How do you know?
And did you not see her interview with Drake?
Oh, that's right. And she said no, right?
Well, no, like
Drake, what did she say?
I think she asked Drake, "Do you find me attractive?" or something along those lines. And Drake looked at her and he's like,
She said that he's not her type, right?
I don't remember.
I think that's what she said. She goes, "You're not my type." Dang it. It's funny how
stone race, Bobby. Not her type. Why so? Why so, Bobby?
Listen, man, she's good. Here's the thing. If she doesn't break character, then she can keep it rolling. But she's good at doing whatever she's doing as far as being a cunt. Because that's her whole vibe.
Okay, but the
she, thing... Like, Rick Glassman took his... He took it... By the way, we were watching Rick Glassman and Bobby, the girl from the podcast world that interviewed Drake in the bed.
There we go.
Basically, Rick Glassman and her had, like, a episode, I guess. And they ended up... I saw more clips, so I bet they did it. But Rick Glassman's whole podcast is called Take Your Shoes Off. And he'll, like, basically just drill people. He goes, so why did you even say it just like that right now?
So he'll do the same shit that she does, just kind of...
On steroids.
With more personality.
And, like, therapy-wise. He'll start making you go... He'll go, like, he'll tell comedians, he'll be like, why do you not think you're funny? And he'll go, and he goes, no, hold on. What did you just say right there? And they're, like, thrown off completely. And then he'll just laugh out of nowhere and go off another topic. And they're, like, they're so, like, all right.
I guess we bought it. All right.
It's almost like they weren't prepared to go, but then they're like, you know.
The GOAT, Jeff. The greatest of this generation. Okay, the greatest of this era. This era being since 2010.
You think they had that take today on First Take? Magic Johnson or Steph Curry is the greatest point guard of all time.
Who would you take, Jeff? Say it, Jeff.
I like their takes, but Stephen A. was right. He goes, oh, my bad. I thought we were talking about basketball. He's like, Steph Curry.
So there it is.
Yeah.
I
agree.
What?
Because his impact, right. Magic Johnson became way bigger than basketball.
He did. He was bigger than basketball.
If you want to talk about career-wise, like, we get what he did, Showtime Lakers, we get it, the entertainment, the chant, the chips, the Larry Bird rivalries. But, you know, man, it's Steph motherfucking Curry. I said this on many episodes, but I had Steph Curry back in the MySpace days, had the mixtape on my page when he was at Davidson.
Man, I love college.
And listen, man, damn, those were the days. Asher Roth.
Steph did a like spinoff of this, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you can't. The Asher Roth "I Love College" music video. When that dropped, I was like, "Yo, Asher Roth to the shit." And I'm a white guy, so I'm like, "Props."
You're like, "Man, I'm about to go to college. Yeah. I don't want to leave this place."
Yeah, you're he's got to be up there, man. He top number one.
I've been saying Steph's the best point guard ever since 2018. So
right now,
I'm just glad everybody else is starting to have the conversation.
What's insane right now looks like he can go play on the damn PGA Tour.
But the thing is, he can do that when he's 50.
That's what's crazy. When Steph retires, because he's such in good shape and he'll be like pretty relatively young.
How many more years do you think he can play? Can play, not at the level he's playing now, but can play.
Oh, can just play? Yeah. I get it. Dude, it feels like Steph Curry could play another 15 years because, like, if he wanted, they'd be like, send him out for 10, 20 minutes a game. Hey, Steph's popping for the threes.
So, hey, yo, don't do none of that, like, point guard shit. Just be Ray Allen.
Right.
Like, be what Ray Allen was the last 4 years of his career, just run around and do that shit.
It's kind of insane. He could probably easily do that.
Probably. That would make his life so much easier if he was just running around to shoot. He has to still create sometimes.
Sometimes.
If they eliminate creating ability, which they could have by drafting LaMelo.
But yeah, golf, you can definitely, I mean, he could start that career at 43, 44.
Oh, yeah, facts.
And be in the runnings with, like, because it's golf.
He's not that good.
He's good, but he's not. He's not challenging anybody on the tour.
Not
that Jeff. I love Steph. I love Steph.
No, he's back. That's not true. You got to think about it. When he retires from basketball, if it is another long stretch, and he keeps practicing like this in big tournaments, by then, dude, he's put in the same amount of work that a pro has with college, with the other golf.
No, because these guys have been putting all that time in only golf since that time. He is just now starting to do.
Hey, no, I'm sorry, Kirk.
Jeff,
hating on your.
I love Steph. I just want to be realistic.
We all.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, not realistic.
We know you.
He's not gonna. He's just not gonna turn over to be.
You like Steph more than Kobe?
No. No.
I called you. I said it.
It's not even.
I said it.
It's not even close. It's not even close.
I'm gonna bring it up in the group chat and guarantee you, like I agree. He does.
Yeah, he'll agree because he's just a.
Damn, you like Steph more than Kobe. I've known it forever. It's finally come out tonight on the episode, dog.
All right.
Mike admits he loves Kobe.
Hey, Jeff's on it right now. This is prime bonded. I love it.
We love Steph more than Kobe.
No, I don't.
Damn, you like Curry over the Mamba.
Kobeism.
Damn, you like number...
There's two sides of the game. There's the offensive half and there's the defensive half.
You like the whole average of Steph Curry more than Kobe.
Steph could never be what Kobe was on defense.
Damn, I knew it. Drink
Steph could never be. Okay, all right, all right. So anyway.
Damn, the White Claw's hitting. Cranberry.
I don't think we really ever finished the fantasy football thing, but that's fine.
Yeah, I said new subject and you're like fantasy football fan.
Well, there's more to talk about. There's more to talk about.
On our own terms, bro. Let's talk about juicy subjects. Mike's world. What's going on besides, like you said, porn every night?
Hey, man.
God.
I mean, that's it. That's it,
I
mean,
me too. But I'm not fucking going, that's it.
Well, I mean,
Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks and porn, man.
Guys, Hard Knocks the Jets right now?
It is.
And it's how's good. Aaron Rodgers looking?
Go.
God, you think he's the GOAT? We just can't get him.
You want to know what's even worse?
What?
You want to know what I thought about Aaron Rodgers before Hard Knocks?
The Super Bowl.
No, you know what I thought about Aaron Rodgers before Hard Knocks?
What?
Trash.
You know what, though? You're probably seeing a side of Aaron Rodgers. I've already seen on that, like the guy I told you made the fleshlight, Aubrey Marcus, on it.
Also, yeah, I was with that. I was like,
also, that dude.
On it.
Also made on it, the supplement company, this stuff I take every day, Alpha Brain.
Yeah.
It's good for, like, you know, memory, focus, clarity.
You probably shouldn't say you take it every day, then.
I take it every day.
Oh, okay. All right.
You're supposed to. You can. You put it in some water and you shake it up and drink it.
I'm with you.
Come on, shout out Alpha Brain on it. They got an on it.
Shout out Alpha Brain.
They got an on it gym in Austin.
I bet they do.
Never been. I've never been. Want to go one day. I just what was I saying?
Something.
Oh yeah, he made so like. Damn, I lost it. That's crazy, dude. It's like the fourth time in one episode. Hey, weed causes memory loss. I'm saying it now.
Well, shouldn't Alpha Brain help with that?
Hey, hold on. I got to come back. Yeah, it's worn off.
Oh, right, guys. So this episode is brought to you by Essentia, White Claw, Trident Vibes, Escobars, Voodoo Rangers, and Apple and Android phones. Appreciate y'all. We're going to figure out what's going to come next. But this is just, it's been great times and great vibes thus far. So let's all take a drink to that. Shout out to our ads. We love our ads. Isn't that right, Jeff?
Damn, we gotta get some ads.
We gotta get some ads. Yes, we do. Thank you. Shout out to everybody. All of our investors. All of them. All two of them.
Damn, put your toilet paper on the thing.
All right. Shout out to Charmin. Charmin Ultra. Charmin Ultra toilet paper. They also are part of the recording of this podcast.
Charmin, the only way to go.
Right.
You know what I did the other day? Last week, I was like, oh, this is cool. HEB's trying to branch out. I'll buy their toilet paper. Horrible. It's trash. The paper comes in two.
Asia Wilson had 53 points, apparently.
Who cares? It's NWNBA.
You're right. You're right. We pod. Hey, now you pod. Now you're potting, Jeff.
Are we? Or is this just a dead subject that people keep trying to water?
Well,
WNBA is coming back.
No.
I mean, you all in the group chat show a 5-whatever-6-girl dunking, and that Ross is like, I told you. I'm like, Ross, shut up. WNBA is not coming back because some 5'6-foot girl almost dunked.
Well, Ross's Hill, the group chat is a completely different thing that I've come to realize.
The group chat is just you and Matlock fucking going at it.
Well,
I barely tap in. Lorenzo puts a ha-ha sometimes, and then Ross comes in with his little five-paragraph, you know, response. I'm just breaking it down for what it is. Don't hate. Don't hate. Don't hate. Don't hate.
I'm not mad at all.
Blue never taps in. Dave don't act like he knows anybody, like he's an alien from another planet.
Dave is
Dave's just
out of control.
Dave's not out of control.
No, he's out of control. No, he's out of control.
Oh, what's he doing?
He's out of control.
Firing up the women?
All right, so fantasy football.
Is Dave married?
No.
Wants to be married? Got a girlfriend?
Yes, Dave's in a happy relationship. Dave's been in a happily committed relationship for the past. You don't know her. To be honest, I don't know her. I know her name, but
church girl. Know.
Yeah,
of course. That's why I said it.
Yeah, no. So yeah, he met her out in North Carolina when he was at Duke. So,
all right. Well,
more than likely that's gonna be her or Mrs. Young. But anyway, let's go ahead and talk about dumbass Corey.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I thought it was a conspiracy good take.
Talk about dumbass Corey.
It was a conspiracy
good take. Calling it a Stephen A. Smith show.
It was a good take.
What?
Because it was funny. That's why I said it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a conspiracy theory take.
Okay, like, what do you really believe?
Can I unpack it first? I don't know what LeBron was really doing that night. What was he doing that
night?
That will answer everything in
the like 2 seconds. The people that are listening to this don't know what we're talking about. So can I back?
I'll say it.
Okay.
Stephen A. Smith show, he had a guy named Corey call in. Corey was like, hey, man, I think LeBron didn't show up to fucking D-Wade's Hall of Fame speech or whatever, yada, yada, because LeBron lost all those years to those Spurs and he didn't want to be seen or be in the area or the even presence of them. And Stephen A. was like, are you fucking serious? And I told you how, hey, man, Corey got a good take here. That's, you know, you might want to take a look at. And then
how many times did LeBron play against the Spurs in the finals?
I forget. Once? Twice?
I mean, if you think it's a good take, it's something you should know.
It was a conspiracy theory take, Mike.
But you agreed with it. You agreed with it. Do you not agree with it anymore?
To the
do you not agree with it? No, no, say it. Do you not agree with it anymore?
I do agree with it.
Okay, well then.
To the standards of what the way it was.
I'll give you that. Whatever.
The depth.
Do you know how many three?
The depth.
Yeah, yeah, sure, the depth.
You're just going on this depth.
Do you know how many times LeBron faced the Spurs in the finals thus far?
I just said once, twice. That's a question.
3 times.
I was almost there.
Do you know what his record is against the Spurs in the final?
It's got to be third.
1-2.
He won a series.
In 2013.
Well, we know that was luck.
Well, that's the one that won 7 games.
Look.
And that's the one that Ray Allen had to, you know.
Look.
Regardless, LeBron beat the Spurs. Now, in 07, they didn't. The narrative is it was an unbeatable super team. LeBron averaged 5 turnovers a game, and every game was when single-digit game.
You
but
hear that, man?
Well, and this is something that he knows, but he can't acknowledge. But
leave it in.
Oh, yeah, that's his name's not. But
just like, what is your deal? What is your deal? Oh,
like I said, his name's not. But
psycho, you need help.
Fuck it. So we got the
psychological help.
No,
Jeff.
Hey,
BetterHelp.
The narrative, yeah, BetterHelp, absolutely. The fact that they've been, putting on a narrative.
Shout out some when you know roll the episode out, tag us some BetterHelp employees.
All right, yeah, hey, BetterHelp.
Hey, shout out, yeah.
So,
oh yeah, next.
Dwayne Wade has been marketed as LeBron. So, okay, all right. Dwayne Wade.
That was trash.
That's
why they share.
When we get done, we'll talk about the song.
That was so trash.
Dwayne Wade has been marketed as LeBron's best friend.
Worst.
So if Dwayne Wade is going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, LeBron should be there.
I agree.
He wasn't there.
Yeah, why was he not there, though? What was the real reason?
Well,
I'm saying,
that's a good question. But the better question is, does it matter? Jeff.
Yeah, I would think if I won chips with someone, like...
If my bro... No. Not just somebody you won chips with. But this isn't just like you being teammates with Lorenzo or being teammates with Jordan Major. This is somebody consider a brother. This is somebody you consider a brother.
But I'm saying you don't even have to go to that aspect. You were not just a teammate on the... You were the teammate... That you were, it was your go-to partner on the squad, the one you won chips with.
It was also allegedly your best friend.
Well, then I'm probably not best friends anymore.
Yeah, no, clearly not. Like, but that's obvious now.
I mean, that's what happened.
I mean, it should have been obvious a while back, but they're clear now.
They're both moguls. They run businesses. Maybe he don't like to take the weight.
That's not the point. That's not the point.
Son.
If that's my brother, then obviously we've co-signed and I'm not saying we're going to support that lifestyle, but we support our brother in doing what he's doing.
Okay, I get it. God.
He wasn't there.
Okay, wasn't there.
He wasn't there, Joe.
Absence.
He wasn't there.
Was not there to say present.
Not even a little bit. I think D-Way
should not on the call.
I hope nobody's there when LeBron gets into the Hall of Fame.
Well, we know that won't happen.
D-Way better not be...
Oh, yeah, what do you think about AI's little video going viral as of recent again? He's where he's... Someone in the comments is like, AI's drunk again.
What'd he say? What'd he do?
He just... It was like a 10-second clip of him going, man. Bron, man. And then there's just pauses between each statement. And then he's like... And I'm just like... That's where the thread, by the way, started. Oh, there it is.
Deleting all that.
That's where the deleting thread, all that, that's where my thread of stupidity. They were literally like, I had wrote, this started with me saying, this is the same guy who said, why is Kobe never in the discussion? 3 years, 2 years.
No, but here's, no.
2-3 years prior, later, AI's in a video on a Zoom call like, LeBron's the one. I'm like, dog, what the fuck just happened in 3 years? He won the bubble chip?
I want to ask him.
He got the all-time scoring record that a person we didn't even who had it before considered the GOAT? Okay, so sure.
We both agree that Kobe was the player of the 2000s, 2000 to 2009.
Kobe is the player of the NBA.
Exactly.
He should be the logo.
We both agree from two... I'm just saying... From 1990 to 1999, it was Michael Jordan. From 2000 to 2009, we both agree that it's Kobe.
Is that not insane, though? They never made Michael Jordan the logo.
When I was younger, I thought it was. My dad told me, no, I think my grandpa told me.
But isn't that insane? They were never like, even in the, after he retired, they were like, okay, yeah. This is be like a board meeting, like automatic, like, yeah, what the fuck are we doing? Make LeBron, or make a...
We got him.
It's because we were just saying...
We got him. We saying you fucking him. Got him. Hey, Alice. We got him.
Drunk.
Oh, it's going to be a long day. A long night.
What do you mean?
You got like a fourth of that, a third of that left.
What does that mean in your eyes?
You're not finishing it, and if you do, you're going to be even more fucked up if you're blaming that fuck up on the alcohol.
It's gonna be a long night.
Exactly. That's my point.
Mama mentality.
I mean, I'm sure neither one of us remember what was just said when we left off.
Damn, it's the weed. We got a lot of
got a weed, man.
Somebody you got read up lately?
No, not since the last week. I'm probably going to next week.
Oh, already?
Oh, we need
I might be back in.
We got him. I talked to Josh the other day. I was just like, so I'm trying to get that butter. How much I need? He's like, an ounce. I'm just like, dog.
Yeah, but he can make you over 400 gummy bears.
I don't want gummy bears. I just want the butter. The gummy bears, to me, were overrated, but that's just because I have like one or two. If I want anything out of them, I'm going to need like four or five, six.
No, I would take four or five, and they would fuck me up. But he can get you definitely... You know what he should, you ask for, he ask him to make you the butter. It's, he can make you the butter. And it's like a whole square rectangle. It's huge and thick, this piece of butter.
No, I've had the butter before. It's just been so long, I can't remember
what it was. Yeah, you can use it for whatever, dude. You can literally just use it and spread it on some toast and eat it.
So anyway.
But yeah, we were, the butter, gummies, edibles.
Well, no, that wasn't where I was going. But yeah, that's something we were talking about too. We were talking about Kobe and his
dominance. Damn, Liam Neeson's back and again.
Where I was going with that was now LeBron has an era on 2K.
What about it?
I would ask you.
It means nothing.
What era has LeBron dominated? Now look, he's played in three. So we're talking about
decades. I would say just 2014 to now.
Okay. But 2014 to now, he's
2015, maybe late 2015.
Well, 2015 to now, he's only won two championships.
Right.
Steph's won four.
I've already said that about the Steph LeBron. They don't want, that's a whole other topic. People don't even want to dive in.
Well then let's talk about that then. So we obviously know Kevin Durant was Finals MVP in 2017 and 2018.
Yeah.
But Steph wasn't bad in those series. Kevin Durant had phenomenal game threes in both of those series and made those shots in LeBron's face both of those series. So, I mean, I understand it. But what do you think about Steph not getting those, at least one of those Finals MVPs?
I mean, I don't really think much of it.
You don't think much of it because you don't... Do you not personally put much stock in Finals MVP?
Not really, no.
No. Neither do I, but I think that we're on the same page because...
I think that's just the carrot they use to help their argument because they don't have anything else, so they go to that.
But it's... I agree with that, but it's also, I think we agree because we both like Kobe. And I mean, like... Yeah, Kobe didn't get those three Finals MVPs in the beginning, but it's not like we watched those finals and we watched those series and thought, damn, like, Kobe's, like, this is clearly Shaq shit. Like, we watched those series, the 0-1 playoffs, including the finals, the 0-2 playoffs, including the finals, and been like, damn, Kobe's the best player in the NBA.
Listen, man, I'm not going to disagree with you here. I'm not here to argue with you on these points. These are valid.
I mean...
You're making valid points. What else... What if I... Shout out Toyota. Shout out Raul, dog.
You could just bring up another like Kobe-centric type take or moment to talk about. Because, I mean, this episode is going to drop on Kobe's birthday.
Derek Fisher, 0.4.
This episode is going to drop...
Derek Fisher, 0.4.
I said a Kobe-centric moment, and you brought up Derek Fisher, 0.4.
Damn, all ahead.
What the fuck are you doing? All right, Jess, so we'll just try again. Hey, we'll just make it easy. Hey, so Jeff, what's your favorite Kobe moment?
What?
What's your favorite Kobe moment? In your lifetime of being a Lakers fan,
I would say when he hit the buzzer beater on the Suns in the playoffs. That shot was, I told you that. I was at the court in my neighborhood.
We were in like sixth, seventh grade with that?
Maybe, yeah. And I remember checking my phone on the internet. And someone texted me, I think, or something. And I was like,
why were you not watching the game?
Because I was dedicated to playing basketball, man. And someone texted me and I was like, fuck. I was like, hey, we got to go into the Laker game. We got to go. The
Lakers got a playoff game. Fuck it. I got a hoop. I'm going to the park.
I got to get my baby. Yeah.
And then someone told me, like, I ran home, and then whoever was with me at the court came with me, like two other people, forgot. And then, like, we were in my room. We turned the game on. It's like 2 minutes left. We're watching. I watched this whole thing to the wire, to the buzzer. I'm running out of my room. I ran to the backyard like, I was happy. Shout out SportsCenter, top 10 plays.
Yeah, no. For me, I guess it would be the 2005 when Kobe outscored the Mavs in three quarters.
All
62 and three quarters. But then also,
you can say moments when he went fucking what? How many times those streak he had? We had like.
We had a couple of streaks, but you're talking about the one that
one streak.
The one streak where he had like at over 50 for like four or five games straight. Yeah.
God.
That shit was crazy. That was the same year he had 81, I think.
Crazy, dude.
And it was also a first team defender. And was also a first team defender.
So think about this. Think about how great scoring has gotten and like how Steph Curry also is great as a scorer. Hit him, Lillard, some games that Booker has had, just these high scoring games that one of these guys have put up just individually. And think about still, think about how long when he hit 81 and go was. It seems like it was forever ago, right? Doesn't it seem like
it was 2006. It was 17.
It was like, dude, sports.
It was 17 years ago.
Right. Like, dude, waking up. I remember waking up in the morning, throwing on ESPN SportsCenter, and you're hearing Stuart Scott go off.
Boom, shakalaka.
I mean, he's like, oh, it started out with him, like, saying, by the way, folks, you're just waking up. If you didn't catch the Laker game, let me give you a quick recap. My boy Kobe went for 81. And, like, they just went, he goes, first quarter, let's go. And I was just like, man, this sports, hey, by the way, yeah, SportsCenter, people, kids today, man, I'm sorry, dude.
Is it just because there's nobody that's worth following?
It is
outside that. Outside of Steph, LeBron.
I'm talking about, like, SportsCenter.
Yeah, no, I know, but they're
like, I'm talking about like the whole way it was the show, SportsCenter. Even the highlights, the SportsCenter top 10, and some of the people they had, the anchors. Kids today don't realize, like, they try to keep the logo, and that's cool, but I'm sorry, dude. It's just, they don't realize how cool SportsCenter was back when we were.
Well, I mean, we were in the golden age because we remember.
I feel like we were in the golden age of everything. Like, we were in the golden.
Now you're fine. Now you're fine.
NBA.
No, because Jeff, no.
Everything. Jeff. Video games.
We were the last generation that, like.
Phones were.
We were the last generation that remembers, like, when there wasn't cell phones.
Right.
When, like, you had minutes online.
Yeah.
When there wasn't really much purpose of being online.
Or you didn't even really know what. Social media. There was no social media.
Like, we remember those days.
There was no social media.
Like, when everybody got a phone, that was the beginning of phones.
Right, I got an iPhone.
We were the beginning of everything.
Yeah, remember, I think I said this. I had an iPhone in 10th grade. I remember being in Ms. Hollis's class. And the phone worked. I could call people and shit, but, like, no one was on apps yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, I had it for some games, and I thought it was the shit because I had that game that you can, like, it was like Guitar Hero. Remember Tap Tap?
Okay.
Remember that game, Tap Tap?
I have iPhone.
Okay, well, that's right. Fucking Andrew.
I'll hit. Don't care.
Hey, you like Domino's?
I do.
Really?
I do. They changed. They came up.
I'm not gonna lie.
It used to be trash, but they
can't. Out of the, like, the chains, fast food chains of pizzas, like, you know, your Pizza Hut, Domino's, Gaddy's, Papa John's. I'm not gonna lie. I think Domino's got the best.
Domino's used to be trash, but then, like, from like 2009 on, they've been fire.
Yeah, Pizza Hut. The reason I don't like Pizza Hut is because it's too much. They're too big with the bread. Like the I feel like the.
Well, that just depends on the crust that you get.
Yeah, but I feel like even when I try to get like the regular crust, it doesn't work. So then you gotta get thin crust. Then it's not enough crust. It's like, man, what the fuck, dude? Make up y'all's minds.
All right, so Kobe Bryant. Greatest player of all time. 50-something, 60-something. Great moment against the Suns. That play or whatever.
And dunking on Chris Paul.
You win.
The iconic steal on the fucking dunk.
Oh, you're talking about with the Clippers, okay? No. You want to know what's even crazy? The only reason why I remember that is because the same time that game was going on, A&M was playing in the Cotton Bowl against, I think, Arkansas or some shit. I don't remember who they were playing. But I remember going back and forth between that game and Johnny Manziel. And I'm like, damn, Johnny's all heaven. Like, I'm sorry, Kobe. You going to play again like later this week. I got Johnny Manziel. Like, Johnny is him. Kobe, like, I'm switching back and forth, though. Give me that credit, Kobe. But, like, right. Kobe was playing another nationally televised game, like, someone in 2 days.
Made that meme. They're like, damn, Chris Paul wish he'd gotten traded.
We wish you would have got traded.
Oh, man, we all.
Jeff, if Chris Paul would have been a Laker,
everyone knows that was some bullshit that went down. And Chris Paul just, trust me, was ready. Dude, I remember going to an AAU tournament in New Orleans when I was on that team, 11th and 12th grade. I only played 2 years. But, like, we went to New Orleans, and, like, we went to, like, everywhere we'd go, it was just Chris Paul jerseys. And this is, like, prime, like, pinnacle, like, Chris Paul is maybe 3-4 years in. And so, like, I'm only, like, you know, I'm 16, 17. And so, like, at that time, seeing that, I was like, wow, I'm in New Orleans.
Go point guard. Oh, greatest point guard of all time.
The Hornets.
Hornets, New Orleans, you're right.
And, dude, we played in the practice center for the tournament, where the New Orleans Hornets would sometimes practice.
Jesus Christ.
And, dude, this is only, by the way, this is like, when did Hurricane Katrina happen?
Oh, 5, 6.
Right, so, like, they were still, like, effects you could see.
Yeah, there were.
It was kind of crazy to see it and be there. But, like, dude, this is also one of the first tournaments that I went to, and this is the, like, these are some of the moments that I had for, like, when I went, oh, I'm not sure if I'll ever get far at basketball. When I tell you, they had, I was in the 10th grade, I don't know what age group I was in. I think it was straight up, man, is the high as you can go. Some of the teams that were walking in. I'm not kidding, dude.
Oh, that's Trae Young. Oh, that's Jason Tatum. Oh, that's Bradley Beal.
It wasn't. Austin Rivers. There's a couple of teams that I remember I played in one Houston tournament, and there was a guy that was on Ball Is Life Hoop Mixtape, and he was at this tournament.
Lonzo Ball?
No. He was on this. Oh, it was all heaven, right? Remember I used to tell you Ryan Holiday or whatever, the guy. Remember I used to say how
Ryan Holmes?
No, the guy I used to tell you always about and said he was going to play at North Carolina or something, and he played at North Carolina State instead.
Oh, Dennis Smith?
No. If I show you, you'll be like, oh, dude, in high school you used to give me such a hard.
Just like you did at Ricky Rubio.
Please, hey, shout out Ricky Rubio is going through mental illness. He needs to pause from the NBA.
Shout out to Lonzo Ball going through knee problems.
I mean, you showed Stephen A. Smith on that video today. Up, down. Okay, up, here, down. No, up, down.
Here's the thing.
I'm not going to lie, he was struck.
No, here's the thing with that show.
He was struck.
Stephen A. said, allegedly, I didn't see it on First Take, but he said that Lonzo is coming, like, has discomfort or whatever.
He goes, I heard that he's having trouble even getting out of bed in the morning. That's what he said.
Okay, well, here's the thing. In that video,
he's struggling to even get out of a chair.
What, that video that Alonzo put up, just because he was able to get out of a chair a couple of times doesn't mean it wasn't very painful. It could have been immensely painful, but he just wanted to get that video off. Like, as soon as that video was done, he's been on ice for the past, like, 8 hours. He's been on ice.
Not just that. He also walked off the video by saying, like, I'm coming back.
Yeah, I saw it. I was saying, but there's also, like, damn, okay. let's.
I don't think he would say that if he didn't think there was a chance at all. He might really feel in his body.
Though. No, I'm sure. Hopefully, one day he comes back and plays. I don't think he's playing.
Himself. Shit, he's getting some good shit, telling you.
Adrenochrome.
He's getting whatever.
That's the only way. Adrenochrome. He got to go to Bohemian Grove.
It's what over. Kobe got. Kobe went overseas.
Yo, what the fuck are you doing?
Overseas.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Kobe went overseas.
Oh, we're back. Bang Bros.
Kelsey Plum. Kelsey Plum, damn. Damn, she's hot. Look at her on her lips.
Oh, God. You know she's married to Darren Waller?
Yeah, I see lots. Oh, look, the melt bag.
All right, that's a good episode. I gotta go, Jeff. Oh, God.
Oh, man, Becky Hammond.
Take those glasses.
Oh, man, we... Oh, no, keep them on.
Fog them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Anyway. Oh,
damn, close up and healthy.
God damn it.
In the vet.
God damn it.
I mean, she's white as shit, though.
Oh, God. What?
That's your bag?
You know what? Hold on. Let me see if I can find the tweet. I'll just have to edit this.
Damn, that's your bag?
Oh, no. I'm going to tell you exactly what my bag is. My bag.
I saw a comic the other day, a video, and at the end of his thing, he went, yeah, I said it. And you know what? Shout out all the black dudes for taking the ugly women out of our fuck, out of the... He was saying basically like, hey, thanks. I appreciate it. And I was like, he's right, because I do see, I'm not going to lie, black dudes with a lot of white chicks where I go, what the fuck? What are you doing, dude?
I only need a conservative, God-fearing, unvexed, racist, virgin white woman. That's my bag.
I don't get it, dude.
Oh, God.
Y'all love white women. It's ridiculous.
We do.
But y'all like the ugliest ones.
We do. We do. We're guilty of that, too.
Yeah, it's weird.
I know. I told you I dropped 200 on like a 4.
Yeah, my brother's roommate, when I was hanging out with my brother a lot, smoking weed out of the bomb, man. I haven't hit a bomb in like 3 months now. It's crazy. It's crazy. I've had a bomb, a couple bomb ribs would light me up, dude. There were times where I'd go to my brother's house and I hadn't smoked out of a bomb in a while, right? I take one hit and then like 40 minutes later, after we're talking, I'm like on this couch and I go, hey, how many hits did I take? And then his roommate would be like, I took one. I'd be like, what the fuck, dude? Hey, one of his roommates, you know, so and so's, you know,
go off,
bro. He would always have like every other night, like, you know, a girl come over and then I'd be like
white queens.
Yeah, I'd be like,
oh heaven. Oh, he's a goat. He's running through the white queens.
This is ridiculous. The white rabbits.
Oh God, Snow Bunny.
No, dude. No snow bunny. Yes, I'll show you snow bunnies.
God. Oh God, please do. Oh my God.
They gotta be snow
bunnies. Hey, drop some names. Like I'll check them out tonight. Don't worry about it.
I got one.
Don't worry about it.
I got one.
Oh God, yeah, Jeff. There's something.
It's gotta be perfection for me.
Now here's the thing. We're obviously attracted to black women still. Like, I mean, we obviously start off in the ebony category, but I mean, oh, God.
Oh, you start off in the ebony category?
I mean, yeah, sure, when I was like 12, but like, no, funny. Jeff. I was bullshitting. That's not where I started at all. I figured the game out. I go exactly to my stars pages.
The compilation videos?
No, I'm not ready for compilations.
Oh, that's my bag.
Oh, you're a sick fuck.
No, it's like with the dopamine.
Can we stop talking about porn?
I mean, you started it with that fucking Kelsey Plum. You went, and we're back, Betty Bros.
That didn't mean we had to stay on it.
So we stay on the topic.
So that's when we stay on the topic. When I'm talking about fucking porn, we stay on topics. Anything else?
Oh my God.
Wesley, what do you need?
Yeah, remember Wesley? It's not even a porn. What is the problem?
Yeah, Wesley's officially just not porn.
No, Wesley was the NBA up the other day.
And for what?
Honestly?
To say the N word?
Honestly, he hit me up and it seemed like it just because he wanted to try to be friends.
I don't trust Wes.
I mean, there's definitely a reason to go with
that. Wesley's an up and down roller coaster.
Very much so.
We never know.
Which is why we've had kind of this folding chair here for him whenever he wants to show up.
I mean, Eagle Nation. He knows. He's ready.
Well, if he got in the fantasy league, then
that we ready for Eagle Nation, and we ready for that first Cowboys L.
Anyway, what do you think about the, you think any conspiracies about Hawaii?
That house
that just was there, the red roof. You see that house? Someone commented on it today. It's like, they were like, man, it looks photoshopped in.
What house?
It's like this house on that picture of everything being that's burnt.
So there's one spot that you said.
There's just like one house.
That wasn't touched.
Like up into the yard, it's like perfection.
So that would, I think that would make any logical person think that this was a coordinated attack against some.
The house was also a 100-year-old house that was like a vintage. And like the people came out and said, like, we're very fortunate and we feel very sad that our house seemed to not get. It's like, it's very weird.
So going with the point that this was a coordinated, planned attack.
Wasn't Obama's and like, they said Oprah's house, just not also.
Obama's house, Oprah's house, there was a church, and there was a couple of other
purposes. So what was the purpose of them doing this?
Honestly?
What were the conspiracy theories? Because I hadn't really looked into it.
Japan's trying to take over the United States.
What the fuck? That sounds like the biggest Sam Tripoli conspiracy. I mean, that is Eddie Bravo, Alex
Jones. I took it all the way there. I mean, there's obviously a couple of steps in between, but
yeah. How can Japan do that? Well, wait, Japan take over what?
United States of America.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard, and I love conspiracy theories, but that's retarded.
They're buying Japan, too. They paid $2 million.
They're going to buy, who's going to buy Japan?
Japan, no, I mean, they're going to buy Hawaii.
And you think that's going to help them take over the United States?
Yes. Yes. We want Hawaii for the
reason. What? Yes. Where did you hear this? Who are your sources?
Yeah, we wanted Hawaii for a reason, right? I'm telling you my sources. We wanted Hawaii.
Who are your sources? Who are your sources?
I'm telling you. We wanted Hawaii for a geopolitical reason.
You mean Hawaii?
Hawaii. We wanted them for a geopolitical reason. So if we give up that, there's obviously an advantage that's going to be given to somebody else that claims that. If somebody else that claims that is Japan.
China.
Well, yes.
Honestly, China makes more sense than Japan. But damn, Japan getting what they
want. Well, no, but Japan's closer.
Japan getting their shit back.
This is what, exactly. This is their revenge.
Hey, this is revenge on Pearl Harbor.
Exactly, and Oppenheimer. This is their revenge.
Yeah, you saw Logan Paul's like, yeah, I walked out of Oppenheimer.
I didn't see it, but you heard about his girl?
What about her?
She's a whore.
What do you mean?
His fiance.
Didn't they just get married?
Engaged.
Why? What do you mean she's a whore?
Well, his whoever he's fighting next has been posting pictures of just everybody she's dated since ever.
Well, I mean, yeah, she was a famous Instagram model way before she hooked up with Logan Paul.
Okay, cool.
That makes sense.
I mean, no, fair, but like, are you gonna commit to somebody that has pictures with 72 other famous people? Kissing 72. On them, hugging on them.
Oh, 72 other guys?
Yeah.
I mean,
it doesn't mean that she fucked them, but I mean, she pictures hugged them on them.
I don't know.
Would you commit?
I don't look too into it. I'm not too into it.
So you would be fine with that?
Yeah. Rock. If that's...
You're mad, Jeff.
No, maybe. No, seven... No, you're right. I my imagination would run. I'd be like, damn, she fucked him. She fucked this guy. Damn, she fucked that guy in that picture. No, fuck. I mean, yeah. No.
All right, well, then I guess you're not as good of a medicine thought. I think you're a good man. Well, I guess
you're going to play those cards and switch the game.
Oh, no, I agree with you 1,000%. Fuck that whore. But, like, I mean, I just wanted you to say that.
Hey, man, everyone deserves love.
No, actually, they don't.
Well, great pod.
Because the thing is, love isn't real. Love is what you're making.
Love is a drug.
That too.
And I have found out the hardest way.
Facts.
I also found
love is what you make.
Hold on. I also found that out that love is a drug that also requires work. And if you're not, and that's all it is. And people give up on it.
Well, yeah, that would go to what I was saying.
And they don't realize that it's all that beginning stage shit, dude. Like, that shit will fade. It will fade, bro. I promise you. It will fade. And eventually you realize, okay, I'm just doing this because I'm trying to support this
person. You know how it doesn't fade, though?
How?
All right, this is going to sound real fucked up and misogynistic, but...
I'm not saying fade like that.
No, yeah.
I mean, like, of course, naturally, it will never feel like your first 2 months.
Well, this is the thing.
Because that's like you're just getting to know the person. So everything's brand new.
As a man, you have to allow her to... she can never know the real you. You have to allow her the space to have the fantasy of whatever her fantasy is.
This guy...
She needs to continue believing whatever the fantasy is.
Okay, well, there was a guy that did a stand-up bit.
Okay.
And he was just like... I realize that when you tell a woman, you know, I love you, you have to keep telling her. He goes, because she'll just, I guess, forget.
But the thing is, like, the more, I mean, maybe it's just me, but the more you say I love you, the more you do affectionate things, the more affectionate that you are, the less important that it is. Like, if I have somebody that's always telling me I love you or always hugging or always doing...
Shout out down with Denzel Washington coming back with Equalizer 3. I mean, my God. Shout out Denzel. Looking like an old-ass man. But we'll take it. I mean, you gotta do better than fucking, Liam Neeson and whatever he's about to come and start in. And then also whatever fucking... I haven't seen The Rock in anything lately. Except Vin Diesel on, you know, just those stupid Fast movies. What's sad is Vin Diesel could be in a lot of cool shit if he wanted to do other roles, but he doesn't want to. Like, he played that movie where he was blind. He played that funny movie where he was, like, an agent in that Disney movie, The Pacifier, with the kids. He was a babysitter. He's played in, like, other good roles, but he just wants to keep doing this other role. And then it just keeps making us be reminded of, like... Oh, yeah, Vin Diesel in the Fast series. Like, okay, we get it. Like, do you ever get shot in the movie and die?
All right, so fuck what I was talking about. So, Vin Diesel.
You see Vin Diesel's, like, Instagram where he, like, just sings?
No, I haven't.
He just does selfie videos of him singing. He's so rich. And he's so bored. And he's just in this, like, 5-star hotel on the beach.
Well, what is he singing? See you again?
No, he's saying like
it's a been a long day.
He can sing anything, probably. He's bored as shit. He's rich as shit. Thank God The Rock works out and takes steroids. We know he's on
this. Oh, now we bought. Okay, aliens. You want to talk about aliens? Anything not about really. Aliens?
It's like aliens? I've already said it, man. The reason I've heard it on every podcast now since that fucking news broke to the fucking. Whatever. Dude, the reason why no one cares is yes. One, Joe Rogan's right. People are overloaded with information and there's too much shit going on and people are like, yo, unless like something's changing where I can't go to work, I gotta pay my mortgage. It's like, no, that's I've heard of that. Yes, all that is true. But at the same time, where are the fucking HD pictures and videos? Put that on CNN, and everyone will shut the fuck up if we see the proof. We don't buy anything anymore. You guys had... Man, think about this, Mike. They had people testify when it came to COVID and lie. So what makes us think that this guy's not in there just telling a bunch of hoopla? And for one, I heard it on the Joe Rogan Experience, where he said that this guy actually never really saw anything himself. These were all things he got information from sources, from people that claim they saw. And he is just relaying this, and they're using him as a whistleblower. So even the guy who's the whistleblower hasn't actually himself said he's seen anything.
No, I've heard that as well.
And so, like, until, like, you, if you're talking about why is the masses of the people in this country not freaking out or going acting different... Because people are how they always are. They believe it when they see it. Just like the weather, bro. In the winter in Texas, they'd be like, oh, 90% chance of snow. You wake up, sunshine, clear shit, no snow, no clouds. You're like, fuck you, weather.
Yeah, I was surprised it rained today.
Me too, and I was happy because, dude, I watched the temp. It was at 99, like 101. As soon as it started getting cloudy and raining, as soon as it started raining, 87. That is the difference, dude, of what just 6 hours of cloud cover and then like an hour of like a good rain downfall. It dropped the temp to 87 and it kept it there. I can't lie to you, dude. I'm fed up with the heat. This one, dude.
Well, we ended our streak of 100 degrees.
Yeah, dude. But it's going right. I checked the weather.
Oh, no. We back.
That's why when they celebrate, I was like, we right back tomorrow morning at 102, 104.
We ain't going nowhere.
I told
we people. We ain't.
It will going be maybe nowhere. End of September that we'll see maybe 88, 90. And then probably October.
Oh, October's fire. We're out of here. But we might have the TSA. We might have lockdowns again. That's what I was getting at. Lockdowns might be coming back, people. The rumors are, this new variant.
I can't lie. I walked to my mom's room. I was like, hey, mom, lockdowns, Instacart booming. I was like, we back. We on that. We on that.
Hey, mom, lock this shit down.
We on COVID. We on COVID money again.
We this bitch. Let's go.
We on nonstop orders all day. Because, boy, is it popping.
Oh, my God.
That, hey, Instacart, the company, dude, they made, like, headlines during COVID. They were like, Instacart has skyrocketed with sales. Like, this is what saved. You know, there's a whole article about it. It says COVID saved Instacart. Like, it made it what it is now. Because...
Yeah.
And so many people have, like, dude.
We back up Uber Eats, Instacart, DoorDash, we in there.
Dude, every order now I get, every batch, every customer, almost everyone, Mike, it says 120th order. 200th order. These people are so numb now to not going to the grocery store. It's not even a thing.
Yeah, no.
There's something.
You're going to have 200 orders. It's like two years.
Dude, Bert Kreischer gets on his podcast once. It was like last year, and he goes, well, I haven't been to the grocery store in like 8 years. He's been ordering groceries for like over the last 7-8 years now. He doesn't even go. He's like, it's not even a... So, like, there's a whole bunch of people that go, and then there's, like, the whole half of the other population. Like, dude, when my Aunt Christy came to my sister's wedding, she goes... She was in California, L.A. She said... She's like, oh... Because she uses Instacart in L.A. And she was like, I'm so happy that we have that. She goes, I will tip you whatever... So that I don't have to walk in that grocery store.
Facts.
So there's
fuck going to the store. Fuck the store.
So it did make me kind of realize, it kind of made me have like a realization right there. I was like, oh, damn, there's like a whole population of people like my aunt right here who actually love the fact that some dude can go get her shit. Think about it today. The second, I know
somebody that needs you.
Dude, the second to last order that I just dropped off was a lady that had a handicap ramp to her door, so she needs a handy. She has some sort of a handicap problem. She needed me to help put her stuff in the foyer, so she can't lift it over the porch. So like for her and this Costco dude, I delivered it like 20 minutes away from Pflugerville Costco.
She did almost
pretty good, but that's what I'm saying. People like her, she's like, yeah, I can't even get to the Costco. And I'd have to get in my chair, get in this van.
So imagine more lockdowns.
So there's so many people that...
Back up.
Maybe. I've heard it, man. I've heard... And you know
what? Hey, Alex Jones said, hey, TSA, we out of here.
Not just that. I've heard all these... They've been talking about all these new variants coming out of nowhere. I'm like...
Which makes sense, because I was sick already, so I had it early.
I think I was sick yesterday.
You had it already.
I think I'm sick, man.
You got them.
Sorry, dude. Sorry, man. You might get round two.
Could you imagine, like, tomorrow you go, hey, Jeff, for real, dog, were you sick? Because, like, I'm not doing good.
If I get sick again, then that means, like, it's just, I'm just have a weak-ass immune system.
We know.
If you... Hey, Satan.
We know. Nah, yeah, how long we been going?
I mean, we can round it off here pretty soon. That's a good length. I got to take a nice shit, so we can round it off. All right.
And you be taking shits at night? That's new for me, dog.
I take shits whenever I need to take a shit. I prefer it not to be
at night. My body's programmed for morning only. I cannot shit any other time.
I mean...
Maybe at night, if I fucking ate a lot of bullshit all day. So what'd you eat today? That's why.
You got me.
That's why.
I had lunch for the first time. I don't have lunch.
Is not big for me.
Oh, I had Jack in the Box. They got a new sourdough.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Sourdough double bacon. I was like, oh, God.
Oh, the sourdough Jack?
Double bacon. But the thing is, it wasn't double. That shit pissed me off.
Hey, when I go Jack in the Box, I would get that sourdough, the original one. And then I get the curly fries.
I had curly fries.
Oh.
And a bacon. Oh, I have it.
That's the greatest.
That's all I have.
Get you a large drink. You get a drink?
Yeah, no, I got the combo.
What'd you get for the drink?
Sprite.
I can't lie. Yeah. You went wrong with the Sprite there, Jack.
All right.
You got to go to Pepsi soda.
The shit.
Speaking of shits, yeah, you got to take a shit.
I told you. So, I guess this has been another episode of the Politically Incorrect No Agenda podcast. So, thank you for listening.